the buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Tuesday, the Tuesday edition of the Buzz 24/7. Our guests are going to be joining us in just a couple minutes. Jason Alexander, who played George Costanza, of course, in Seinfeld. And his friend Peter Tilden, host of a podcast called Really? No, Really? Where they learn stuff. The kind of things that you go, what? Wait, what? That could also be an alternate title to this podcast.
Learning like Hollywood stuff, acting stuff?
No, just like regular life stuff, real world stuff. Yeah, yeah. All different kinds of things, actually. Hold on here. I got to make a couple of maneuvers.
Like sometimes the ice tray, when you look in the freezer, the ice has like formed up.
I don't understand why.
Maybe they know.
Go down.
Maybe they'll know why. Or I'll have them investigate.
Yeah, there's too
have
many.
Have you ever seen that?
Way too many things. The ice does what? It bubbles up in the middle?
Yeah, it seems to kind of go
well,
up.
Well, no, there's like, there's like little ice crystals that form up, like looks like glaciers.
Yeah, I don't know. Hold on a second. I got to hit these buttons and make sure that we're going to hook up with them via the Zoom. Do a Zoom do. Anybody? Everybody remembers it? No?
Okay. I want to zoom.
There you go. There you go. That's what I'm talking about, Kelly.
What?
You know what I'm talking
zoom,
about.
Zoom, zoom, zoom.
It's on PBS.
Room, room. Just shake your rump. That song?
No, Zoom was a television show that was on PBS, and it was recorded out of Boston, and it was little kids doing little kid things and teaching little kids cool stuff.
Oh, see, I'm thinking
and everything
like,
evolved around do a Zoom do. Yeah.
I think mine's like salt and pepper. It's like all I want to do is zoom, 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 and a broom, broom.
Yeah.
Just shake your rump.
I didn't learn about salt and pepper.
Maybe. I don't know if it's salt and pepper.
Didn't Morgan Freeman
as a
get
child
a start on Zoom?
Yes. Yes.
Shows.
Yeah, he was.
I thought it was Zoom.
It was Zoom.
He was
no, Electric Company.
Oh,
Electric
okay,
Company.
Sorry.
That's what it was. Him and Rita Moreno. So, yeah, but, yeah, so let me just say, huge Jason Alexander fan.
Wreck and effect.
Of all of the Seinfeld characters, he was me. I mean, the thinking, the weird stuff that I, no, I'm serious. Is that bad? Because I identify with him because I'm like, I that's me right there.
That's
I'm
funny.
George Costanza. I'm clearly not Jerry, and I wasn't Seinfeld. Costanza was the one who thought all the weird stuff, and that's how I grew up.
You know, when the show came out, originally, didn't like it. Amy sat down and started watching it. She'd be like doing stuff around the house and it would be on. And I'd find myself friggin' laughing.
Yeah.
And like watching serious episodes going, these guys are brilliant.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
Brilliant.
It was brilliant. But it was Costanza who always said the weird shit that I thought, you know? And maybe all kids think it. Like I was in high school or just beforehand when it I guess I was in high school when it came out.
Seinfeld?
Oh, yeah, wasn't I?
No.
Was it college? Nine
no.
after.
Oh, shit,
after
yeah.
That.
10 years
how
after.
Old
yeah,
are you?
It was like, I think it was like 89.
My timeline's fried, guys. You know that. You know that.
Yeah, first episode was 1989. I was going to say.
He was in high school.
Okay. I think I can see them. I can see them.
Yes. Born out of 35.
Okay. Gentlemen, good morning.
Hey, Greg.
Good morning.
How are you?
Very
living
well.
Living the dream.
It's funny because we just got into a conversation here. We were talking about the podcast and, you know, really, no, really, which also could be called what? Wait, no, what?
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Go for it.
It's the kind of stuff that kind of makes you go, wait a second, I didn't know that. And when we were introducing, you know, the Peter, you'd be with us, and Jason, obviously Seinfeld came up, and Scotty laughed at me because I'm like, I was George. George was me. The character, I'm him. I thought that.
Well, here's if you're looking for the real Seinfeld connection, the first episode Peter and I ever did came from a Jerry Seinfeld stand-up.
Really?
He did a bit about pondering, why is it in public restrooms the stall door doesn't go down to the floor? Why do we have the little, as he says, viewing window for your shoes and your sad little pants? And Peter and I started to go, yeah, you know, it's funny, but... Why don't they, you know, why is there no privacy? And so Peter went out and found an award-winning public restroom designer, and we got the answer. And doing that episode, and we did it on spec. We didn't have a deal with anybody. We said, let's see if we can do this. And we had such a good time that we went, okay, there's something here. There's really something.
Well, well, I mean, what is the answer, though?
Well, you're going to have to listen. And, but I will tell you this. It grew to a bigger issue, which is the illusion of privacy.
Yeah.
You know, if your neighbor stared at your house all day, you'd go out there and have him arrested, except his Ring doorbell is recording you all day. So why are we okay with that?
And we're okay with that. You know?
Yeah, it is strange. But, you know, it's funny because I think that one thing that's happened over time, you know, in consuming media, those are the conversations that, like, you guys have, Peter and Jason, as two friends, that make the most interesting things to listen to, because we all have them with our friends. And, you know, our show that we do here up in New England is exactly that. It's just, it's not like a regular, by any stretch of the imagination, radio show. It's about the stuff friends talk about, and that's what I want to hear, you know?
And we try and find the topics that are mass appeal. Like, we had him on before he even was in the cover of Newsweek. Does your dog really love you? Scientists who wanted to find out if your dog really loves you, which it sounds ha-ha because every year some dog eats somebody's feet when they're dead in a chair. And you wonder if they had opposable thumbs, would they steal your money and get out of the house and say, see you later? Because the dog's always rescuing somebody in a fire.
Right.
No, he can't turn the knob. He wants you to help.
Right.
This guy found out the answer, and it was really emotional. And also those dogs that press buttons to talk.
Yes.
Are they really talking, or they just wrote pressing the buttons? And that became a really fascinating episode about animals communicating with their owners.
All right, let me ask this question about that, because I have long held that I'm a dog guy, got a brand new puppy, blah, blah, blah. When the dog licks your face, I say it's sometimes it's emotion. The dog is showing emotion. The vet said, absolutely not. I'm like, I call BS. I think they're wrong. What did they? Did that come up in the podcast?
Switch vets. I think you need to switch vets.
Well, I will tell you. You know what? We don't. You asked about, you know, the answer to the bathroom doors. We purposely don't give answers because we want people to listen to episodes. But I'm going to tell you something.
Okay.
The guy with "Do our dogs love us?"
Yeah.
Trained dogs to go in an MRI tube and lie still so he could see what part of their brains light up when it's food, when it's something, or when it's just the presence of the person that loves them.
Right.
Your dog loves you.
Yeah. Yeah, see? Thanks.
The response to touch was as much as, if not more than, you feeding the dog food.
Wow. Yeah. So when that dog is licking your face, yes, it is a pack animal, and that is how it shows respect and affiliation to its leader.
Yeah.
But it is looking to you as its leader, the thing.
Well, but although I will put an asterisk on it, we don't know what's oozing from Greg's face.
That's true.
It could be just about licking.
You might have had peanut butter on your chin.
Exactly. Or he's got garlic coming through. We don't know what he eats.
Greg
is
known to have peanut butter on his face.
There you go.
He ate a funny bone. I mean. The dog came over him.
You guys are killing me over here. You know.
We don't make assumptions. Jason, I would lick your face if you had that much peanut butter. You know,
Jason Alexander and Peter Tilden. Now the podcast is on iHeart. Of course, our family as well. You can find it everywhere. The podcast is Really No Really. So let me ask you this. So for you guys having those kind of conversations with people, what's the most fascinating thing that you kind of learned, like in Really No Really, what blew your mind? Because you got to find something every week.
A lot of them blew our mind, but I'll tell you the episode I think that Jason will mention too, because it stands out. Because, you know, we found the Museum of Failure, and it's funny, and it's popular, and the guy had a golf club that's a urinal, ha-ha, and you have all the failed items, and the big companies have made it. But I saw the Forgiveness Institute, and I thought, what is that? And I wasn't sure if the guy was going to be good, because you try and vet and see. And he came on, and we did an episode about forgiveness and how it changes people and what he does.
Yeah.
It blew everybody's mind.
Yeah.
So
Peter and I were in tears in that episode.
Really?
Beautiful.
Wow.
The other one that comes to my mind is we had a very esteemed professor on who has espoused the idea that there's no such thing as free will. Doesn't exist. Nobody has it. Doesn't exist. And we brought him on thinking, okay, we're going to have a good time with this guy because, you know, clearly we all have free will.
Right.
At the end of that episode, I'm going, holy crap, I don't know. Maybe I had no choice in having this guy on. We are so surprised. We had a guy on. He's a multi-millionaire who has dedicated his life to de-aging his body.
Yeah.
De-aging it. And you go, and he lives a very extreme lifestyle. And you go, okay, he's a nut. He's going to be a nut and we're going to have fun. But what you find out is he goes, look, I know I'm doing something very extreme, but if I can make a discovery by using this kind of extremity that other people can extrapolate and bring moderately into their lifestyles that helps them keep their body healthy.
Yeah.
that's what I'm trying to do. And you go, oh my God, I totally had the wrong idea of what you were trying to do. You know, it's fascinating in that way.
I knew that you were doing a podcast, Jason and Peter. It's the first time I've met you, so it's nice to have you guys on. I'm fascinated.
Yes.
I'm fascinated with what you're talking about, because it's not your average celebrity stuff. It's stuff, like we said, like this is the stuff my buddies and I and friends would talk about over dinner.
We want to know more.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yep. Now I want to talk to you for like an hour and a half, but we were on a time limit, and I know you guys got to do a bunch of interviews, but the podcast is really, no, really, it's available on the iHeartRadio app, which got a million stuff, and we're on there too, so now we're part of the same team, fellas.
Hey, Greg, we're gonna offer you one more thing before we go. So
yes.
We have a big episode coming up on Festivus, the Seinfeld holiday Festivus.
Okay.
If you or any of your listeners really celebrate it, I mean really go all out and celebrate it, get to us at reallynoreallypodcast@gmail.com. Let
okay.
us know what you do, and you might wind up on that episode.
Okay. All right. Great. Peter, Jason, great to talk to you. Jason, huge fan. Love to talk
to you.
And thanks for spending some time with us today. We appreciate it.
Great. Great show, and you taste great.
Thank you. I love him. I love them both. I love them. Take care, fellas. See ya.
Thanks, guys.
That was great. That was great. I am now actually going to go and listen to that podcast on my way home.
They could have gave us a little teaser, a little answer.
Oh, I kind of love that they
answer.
Didn't. I kind of love that they didn't.
I know they totally gave us the Ryan Seacrest. But a little, you want to know.
The Heisman.
I want to know why.
The Heisman is what they call it.
Do you know when Festivus is?
I don't.
I figured Carl
the rest of us.
Always knows when it is. So hey, you know what today is?
Festivus for the
it's
rest
Festivus.
Of us.
You don't know that?
Isn't it around December? I guess I put it in
Festivus for the
December.
Rest of us. I can't remember.
Yeah, it's before Christmas. It's 2 days before Christmas.
I love that it is not at all celebrity, you know,
no,
related.
But what's nice is Jason is a famous person that he can get. Like, he can get
specialist. Yeah. Right,
Oh, I know him. I used to watch him on Seinfeld. Well, he wants to get an answer on this.
Peter's,
they don't know.
Peter's friggin' funny. He was hilarious.
He's got a good voice.
Peter, totally. He's a good-looking fella. Those sometimes, I'll tell you, the best conversations that I have with people, we have great conversations on the air because we treat the show like we are sitting around the table. You know what I mean? Just shooting the shit. About anything, any stupid things that comes into our minds.
Shit has been shot.
I love that stuff, though. Don't you?
Yes.
I would much rather talk about that than talk about politics or talk about,
well,
you know.
Talking politics is shit talk, too.
Yeah, I guess in a way. I guess in a way.
Right,
but,
Kelly?
Yeah. God, did I love that show. I still do. It's one of the few shows that I will watch and I'll watch.
Carl remembers key episodes. He remembers, like, everything. I'm like, I don't remember that. Carl was 25 years ago that I saw that.
I remember a lot.
But you don't watch, I watch reruns a lot. They'll be just in the background in the kitchen.
Amy loves it.
It was kind of like Frasier was so smart and Seinfeld was so smart. They did 30 minutes.
NBC's Power Thursday lineup.
It was unbelievable.
For decades.
They did an entire episode about masturbation without ever using the word masturbation.
Yep.
It was just done genius. It was genius. And there were things that made you go, what? She died licking a stamp or something. Well, I remember certain things, but the George's saying the wrong thing at the wrong moment. Yeah. Mm. Wasn't it? Licking
George,
a stamp?
He was licking the stamps for their wedding invitations.
Yeah, after he burned down the cabin, right?
Yeah. And I remember like the golf ball.
The cigars because they
were. The whale.
And the blowhole.
The whale, yeah.
Yeah. And Serenity Now, the Manzier.
No Soup for You.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's the best. It was the best. And I got to tell you one thing. I have always thought Elaine, played by Julia Louis-Dreyfus, is beautiful and so funny.
She is hilarious.
You ever watch Veep on HBO?
No, I never got into Veep.
You would love that.
I love her.
Yeah.
And I even watched The New Adventures of Old Christine just because she was in it and it was on cable and it was like, best.
Jason was, he was in, he did Dunstable where the orangutan was loose in the fancy hotel. And he was the guy. He was the guy that it worked in. He was the dad.
Just is this right post after?
I think it was right or during.
I think it was during. It was when I was a kid too.
Oh, we took the kids to it and we loved it. And then we bought the VHS tape. And then was he in Pretty Woman? You said
he was the lawyer.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. Right.
The moves on her.
Right.
And then
he was Shallow Hal, wasn't
he? Yeah. He had the tail.
He had
the little wiggle.
He had the terrible friggin' hairpiece.
Yep.
In that movie. But I was
I was
freaked
out by the tail. I didn't like that.
Dude, he plays the drums. I didn't even know that.
I think I'd heard that. I'm not sure where
he plays guitar too. He bakes, and he does ceramics.
Stop it.
He makes bowls and glasses and cups for friends. That's bally. Balzer. Baller.
That's bally.
Whatever.
I don't know if it's bally.
No, it's pretty cool. A badass that can make you a bowl? That's come on.
That's a badass that can make a bowl.
Okay. He made fun of the poor kid that likes his video games, but it's nobody, cool if you can make a bowl. You have your friends. It's bally.
It's
because he's famous.
No,
and that's
it's not because it's because he's creating art.
Nobody
it's
thinks he's, making a bowl is cool.
He's making something is cool as opposed to playing a video game for 14 hours.
I don't know if it's cool, but it's...
Is it
beats
bally?
Beats the video game.
The choice
is,
between the two is
bally.
Not even close.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So cool. Shut up, Scotty. Bally. Swear to God. Seriously, I will pummel your face.
You're not going to pummel my face.
I'm going to pummel
you turn
your
around
face.
And say that a guy who makes ceramics.
I know. I was just
bally.
Excited. I was just excited. Okay, sorry. I'm sorry. I get caught up in the moment. I can't help it. I don't know. It's who I am.
I don't know who I am anymore.
Oh, Jesus. No, but have you ever tried to make something? I failed miserably. I took pottery. I failed miserably. I couldn't make a level anything. Terrible. And to watch people, you ever watch somebody do it and really do it well?
Yeah.
It's freaking impressive.
It's an art.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
You know? So, all right. Well, anyway. So, that's
bally.
What we have. That was twice today. First with the G Diddy, and then I went bally on you.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
The G Diddy
was Tuesday. I had a bad Tuesday.
We all have to make sure Laura gets out of the studio safely.
Well, if you...
No, I'm not. I don't know what you're talking about. I made a mistake, and I said something about... I called my rap name G Diddy, and it was... I realized, like, right after I said it, I'm like, oh, shit.
We can't use that one.
Wrong time to say that. Yeah. And then I took a beating for another 40 minutes, which just made it another average day on the show. All right. Well, enjoy the rest of the day, Laura.
You too.
Is that a shawl you're wearing?
Nope, it's a shirt.
Oh, it's because the way it hangs down over your arms looks a little shawly. It looks nice.
Shawly?
Looks a little shawly.
Yeah. Do you know what a shawl wraps shawly. Around you and doesn't have like a center?
Yeah, but those sleeves aren't your normal sleeves, so they look like they hang down off your shoulders a little bit.
A little shawly looking.
Come with me on that one, would you?
I don't know if I, now I don't like my outfit.
Shawly Wally.
Yeah.
I'm shawly.
And bally. Anyway.
Let's take some molly.
All right, eat me. We'll see you tomorrow.